always great big man's afraid of teeny, teeny babies.
No, but great big man's is running a theatrical agency and not a necking founder.
Hello, Daddy.
But for your information, young lady, I'm not your daddy.
Did you ever see Morty?
Well, I did.
Quiet, quiet. Now, what sort of an act do you girls do?
We make hey-hey.
You make hey-hey-hey?
You said it's looking hot shorts and ribbon dancing.
Yes, Daddy.
Stop it. Now, if you have any talent, I might book you for a private party tonight.
Yes, Daddy.
How about giving me an idea of what you do to the acoustics?
Same as what, baby, to do boop-a-ba-doop?
Just a few dupes, if you will.
All right. Ready, sir?
One, two, three, boop.
Not for all the right things, China. Boop-a-ba-doop.
That's all I wanted to know. Go right up to this address.
Well, is it a respectable party?
It's no party. Just go up to this place and sing. The man there wants to break his lease.
Bedlam Amusement Agency. Yes, sir. The manager of the Hippodrome.
Hello. How is business with my show over there? Bad, eh? What? Kidnappers are using the balcony to hide people in? Well, don't worry. My new show will pack them in. Yes, I'm starring Peggy Joyce in She Couldn't Say No. Say, if her ex-husbands alone come to see her, we'll sell out for 10 weeks. Okay.
The 200 midgets outside the building.
Oh, yes. I'm starting rehearsals for Little Men today.
With 200 midgets?
Yes. Tell them to wait in a phone booth until I come down.
Yes, sir.
Pardon me, miss. Have you got an appointment?
No, I think a midget got in my shoe.
Who is that, Miss Cass?
Hello.
Oh, hello, Portland. What are you doing here?
Well, Mama sent me downtown to get 2 yards of velvet, and I couldn't match it.
Why not?
Mama wants mouse-colored velvet, and she forgot to give me the mouse.
Gosh, I'd hate to send you for a cowhide bag.
Oh, that's silly. Who'd want to hide a cow in a bag?
Wait a minute now. Don't start that.
Is the theatrical business good these days?
No, it's so tough this winter, I've got to revive Gilbert without Sullivan.
I think actresses are luckier than they used to be.
You mean they get more money?
No, but in the gay 90s, they had to go around with wet feet all the time.
What makes you think the actresses had wet feet?
Well, somebody was always drinking champagne out of their slippers.
I get it. Were any of your folks on the stage?
I'll intimate my cousin Luther ran away to become a hillbilly.
Well, that's nice work if you can keep a guitar on your stomach.
And my Uncle Felix was an actor in New York. He lost everything.
Did he back a show?
No, the pawn shop burned down.
Say, wouldn't you like to be an actress?
Oh, it's too dangerous learning.
Oh, you never get hurt until after a show opens.
I'll intimate. Papa was only in one show in his life, and it ended up in a fight.
I wish I could have seen Papa make his entrance.
It was funny. Mama and I were there with tomatoes, but we didn't get a chance to throw them.
Why not?
As soon as Papa walked on the stage, someone in the gallery gave him a feathered noise.
What's a feathered noise?
You know, they applauded Papa with their lips.
You mean they gave dear old Daddy the bird?
Yes, that's it.
A feathered noise,
eh? It was terrible. The musicians threw their instruments up at the actors.
Was there any brass in the orchestra?
I'll intimate there were 4 spittoons on the stage when we left.
Gee whiz. Bedlam Amusement Agency? Who is this? The Norwegian Play Company? No, I wouldn't be interested in producing The Wild Duck. It's too tame. Tell Ibsen if you tease the duck up a little, I'll think it over.
Gosh, I'd better hurry.
What's the rush?
I just happened to remember there's a waiter's strike. I want to tell Uncle Felix.
Hasn't he heard about it yet?
I don't think so. He's been sitting in a restaurant since last Friday.
Hoping someone will pick up his check?
No, waiting for the waiter to bring cream for his coffee. Peek-a-boo.
Well, goodbye, Portland.
There's a Mr. Groffet in the hall with his band.
Say, tell him to play something out there. If the band is bad, they'll be that much nearer the door.
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
Come in.
Yes.
Oh, my Alice. Allen. There's some cameramen to see you.
Hello, boys.
I'm always happy to pose for the newsreel.
Who do you think you are, Mussolini?
Now, we come to take a couple of shots of that play you've got in rehearsal.
Yeah, that thing you're calling American Marmalade.
Oh, you mean Cavalcade.
Yeah, that's it.
I'll take you into the hall here and run through a rehearsal for you. Follow me, boy.
All right.
Hold it, Abe.
Just a minute. Let's start from the beginning, folks. The boys here want to take some moving pictures of the show. It'll be good publicity.
Oh, that's great.
Are you ready with your microphone and camera, boys?
We're all set.
Sure.
The American Cavalcade, America Through the Ages. October 12th, 1492. Columbus discovers America.
Land ho! Land ho! Hey, Chris, look, the land, and look.
That's the good. Unless I find a quick way to go to India, that's what I want.
India? You're crazy. Can't you hear this shooting? It's not India, it's a Cuba.
December 21st, 1620, the Pilgrims land at Plymouth Rock.
All right,
Pilgrims. All ashore, that's going ashore.
Dennis, look, here comes an Indian.
Hand me my fowling piece. I'll talk to him.
Oh.
And double how to you, Brave.
What for you come here?
Well, we're going to furnish early American ancestors for future generations.
Huh? Nice work if you can get them.
1626, the Dutch buy Manhattan Island from the Indians.
Minuit. What you give him for Manhattan?
Well, I give you this beautiful string of feet. Look. These are the feet the dear father wore when she went Mark Anthony.
Me no believe it.
You don't believe it, eh? What you there, chief?
1763, Benjamin Franklin discovers electricity and lightning.
Hey, Benjamin, come in the house. Don't you know enough to come in out of the rain?
Shut the door and don't bother me. Oh, hooray, I've discovered electricity.
Electricity? How'd you get it?
Oh, go fly your kite.
April 18th, 1775, Paul Revere historical jockey makes famous ride.
Older!
Dave's alive. Who is it?
Who lives here?
This is ye old maid's retreat.
Well, wake up. The British are coming.
Oh, goody. Girls, the British are coming.
1929. Stock market crash stuns the nation. Wall Street bankers meet for conference.
Corrugated can drops 20 points.
Asphyxiating gas is down 40.
General Frankfurter is off 50.
The country's going to the dogs. What do we do?
Let's give the country back to the Indians.
Yeah.
Hooray! Where's an Indian? Wait a minute. There's one. Hey, Chief. Hey, the country's all shot. We'll give it back to you for nothing.
Me no speak English.
The American Cavalcade, 1934. Prosperity has turned the corner. Happy days are here again.
Hey, buddy, remember me?
Why, yes, my good man. In 1932, you asked me whether I could spare a dime.
Yeah, that's right. But this is 1934. Here's your dime back again.
Thank you. As you know, ladies and gentlemen, this country has recognized Russia, and I am the first theatrical manager to bring a Russian company over to appear in my Garrett Playhouse.
Hooray!
Tonight, the Slobotny Players present their Slavic masterpiece, Reunion in Moscow.
Are you in the play, Mr. Allen?
Oh, yes. I'm playing a small part as a goodwill gesture.
Do you want Russia to get sore again?
Quiet, madam. The show's just going to start. I'll step backstage where it's a little safer. In your places, everybody.
I says to Trotsky, Leon, I says, you are not a rat. You are a pin.
Quiet, everybody.
I'm telling you that Trotsky was right.
Quiet, Tomaszewski. Ready for the curtain.
Thank you.
Yes, darling.
Can't you hear when I'm talking to you?
I'm very busy, dear. I've got to finish this article on psychoanalysis.
An American psychoanalyst I had to marry yet. Life is just a ball of symbols.
Now, darling. You're showing signs of neurotic hitey-tighty.
Oh, Sigmund, don't you love me anymore?
Why, of course I do.
Well, you haven't kissed me for 6 years, and you are the love fascist of Moscow. You're giving advice to the love lord.
What's the matter? Is that stuck-up Mrs. Ginsburg complaining again?
Listen, did you read Walter Winchelowski's column this morning?
Yes, I see that Nikolai Nikolovich Kusevitsky's are having it fumigated.
No, you don't. Did you read about the royal prince Michael? He's back and he's hiding somewhere here in Moscow.
Maybe he's hoarding a psychosis.
But don't you remember he used to be crazy for me?
He was crazy about all women. Why, they'll kill him if they catch him back in Russia.
Listen, I hear a droshky coming.
Probably one of my students. I'm giving a lecture tonight, the lowdown on the bees and the flowers.
A lecture you're giving? Better you should take lessons. Come in.
Bublitska.
Excellency.
Well, Prince Michael, and with bells on.
Darling, you are more lovely than my dreams of you. For you I have come back to Soviet Russia. Kiss me.
No, Excellency.
My dear frosty nobleman, Min here happens to be my wife.
Your wife? Oh, that's your hot one.
Excellency, you must go away. The police will find
you. The police? Bah! I am afraid of nothing. Come, kiss me, Bublitska.
No, stop it, John.
Very lovely.
Oh, Sigmund, stop it.
Now, see here, Prince. You're suffering from gigolo neurosis. A swift kick works wonders in some cases.
Bublitska, my little onion, kiss me again.
No, stop, John. Excellency, please. Michael,
some
Mike. Kiss me, darling.
Oh, very lovely.
Now, listen, Mikkel. I don't object to a little hijinks, but don't get the idea that garlic hanging up is mistletoe.
Say, do me a favor. Do me a favor and go take a sleigh ride for yourself. You are cramping my stuff.
Yeah, good, darling. A little fresh air will do you good.
It's magnificent outside. Why don't you go to Siberia for the winter?
It's better I should stay here in kibitz, I think.
Listen, it's coming, somebody.
Let them come.
Maybe it's the Northwest Mountain.
Yes, it's the police.
Bah, a fool on the police.
Boy, Michael, they'll get you. Sigmund, you must help him. It's for all Lang Syne.
Open up the door. I am in the name of the law. Well, speaking up. Which one of you is that dirty dog Prince Michael?
Nobody, Michael.
Live here anymore.
Nobody lives here. It's an empty building. Nobody's here but us.
So you wasn't talking, eh? Uh-huh.
Now, see here, you Siberian figurehead. I am Dr. Sigmund, the psychoanalyst.
You're the famous love doctor, huh? Well, whom are you kidding? Who?
He's not kidding you. I am one of his students.
Oh, thank you. Doctor, we're just giving one of his lectures. He'll ask you for beginners.
Yeah, like this. Come here, Bublitska. He will show him.
Listen, that's a little too good for a beginner. Let me see how you're doing this job, Doctor.
Well, really, officer, I didn't expect to be called on, but I will.
Come, you're an expert, don't you?
Here, kiss me, darling.
Aha! So you are not it, eh? You must be Prince Michael. Come along
here,
with me.
Here, take
come
your on. Hands off me.
You come on. You couldn't pull the wool over my nose. Come on.
I'm Dr. Sigmund. Let me go. You
I'll
can't take me.
Oh,
here,
man.
Stop.
Take
help. Oi, give out me the heart, get boy. Oi, give out me the heart, get boy.